Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to be in your place, Lord God, in your face. Because, Lord God, I feel that we are in your throne room right now, seeing the presence of your glory and your majesty. And we bow before you in reverence, thanking you, Lord God, for allowing us to come into your presence today. Lord God, we ask you to minister your spirit, Lord God, through me, Lord God. Bring a word through us, Lord God, that makes us, Lord God, just come alive and understand the reason why we are going through what we are going through. We're going to yield totally over to you today, Lord God. Do you inside us in Jesus' name. And the people of God say amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to thank my youth, young adult choir. I just want y'all to just spend just a few seconds of encouragement to them. They are really, really progressing. Wow. What I love about them, this is what I love about them. They are not just singing songs now just to be singing them. They are really in tune with God. You can feel the anointing coming off of them. You can feel that they really meaning what they are singing unto the Lord. And it's such a pleasure for me to just see that. And to see Miss Amanda with the baby on the hip, that's, you know, and I don't mean no disrespect, because that right there caused me to rejoice. See, anybody can sing without a child. But when you can give God the glory in spite of everything that happened and you just still presenting everything unto God, Lord, this is my treasure. I'm not going to let nothing stop me. I can still give you praise and hold my baby on my hip. You know, everybody think everything got to be perfect in order to give God a praise. God don't like them type of praises. He like the praises you can give when you bring everything you got with him. All my mess, all my mistakes, all my shortcomings, everything that I have, Lord God, you see what I'm going through, but I'm still going to present it unto you. I love when we do that. Good gosh almighty. Boy, y'all gonna make me preach up in here, but I don't want to preach. I gotta teach. I just want y'all to turn to Kings, the 17th chapter. We've been dealing with drought season, and I'll be on drought season for a while. I don't know how long, but until God tell it, because I think the problem that we have inside church, we think that we can make God do what God don't want to do. And every last one of us, whether you want to admit it or not, are going through a drought season right now. First Kings. And you know what? The crazy part about it, if we all enduring drought season, how come some of us are more successful than others in drought season? We all lose jobs. We all have times of unemployment. We have times where our bills are more than what we bringing in. We have times that where it seems like God is not there in our lives. We can't hear from him. Let me just hold on before everybody. I just need for y'all to raise your hand for a quick second. Just hold still what you do. How many of y'all have endured financial hardship? Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed of it. Raise them strong. That's every adult in here, isn't it? Gosh almighty. So we got something in common, right? You want to know why this is so hard for us to preach on and why finances are hard for us to preach on when we are in the body of Christ and inside church supposed to be the master of finances? It's so hard because we done made money so important inside churches, that we done pimp money so much inside churches that we feel like it's a strip club sometime where we got to make it rain in order for we can get a performance from God. So it's getting to be, because when God want to bless folks, when God want to help people, it's very hard for the folks to walk around and say, Jareen, look, that's what God done for me, because you're going to get jealous because you done made it rain on her, but you didn't make it rain on me. Oh, my gosh. Let me teach like I want to teach. So maybe God has given to Jareen to help you. If you wouldn't so jealous, then you can receive the blessings that she has for you. But you got problem when God blesses her. But maybe God blessed her that she may bless you. Then there's a second level of being too prideful. That's the number one cause of why we dying inside church, because you got this pride that's beyond measure. I can understand some of y'all proud folks. My gosh. And one thing I love about growing up in the setting that I grew up in with my dad and my aunts, my uncles, and all the family members, we used to make it work together. I used to, and I can, I'm careful how I say this, but it's the truth. When I was growing up, man, I couldn't stand my daddy when he went to help everybody. Because he didn't do the work. Dirk, Garland, Darrell, Glenn, Bruce, and even some of the girls did all the work. We go kill hogs, and this is no joke. We would go kill hogs, and daddy knew this going into it. Do a community kill for hogs, and here it is. All the rest of them laid up there too drunk to do anything. We doing all the work. Boys, not men. 160 pounds lifting up the hogs, 300 pounds. Now that ain't the problem. Out there all day killing hogs, skulling hogs. Now we got to cut the hogs up for the people. Now he's going to volunteer us to do the sausage and the scrapple. Now he bringing mama and all the kids involved into it. And all they doing is coming and reaping the benefits of us. But then I realized that how blessed we was, that my daddy had a gift to do these things, and he did not predicate his giving on what he was going to receive in return. That we had 14, and I don't know all these stories everybody else is saying about how they was hungry and they starved to death. I wasn't 160 pounds because of lack of eating. It was a whole house full, and we all ate good. Eric, I ain't have to ask Eric, did he eat good? Look at him. We all ate good. Then we telling everybody. We didn't live in our homes that people may have lived in, but we all lived good. There is something missing in the body of Christ. And in the body of Christ, you cannot go to drought season by yourself. And that's the problem. You trying to do it all by yourself. I'm dealing with being sustained through drought season today. Now, on the flip side of this, and I'm going to be honest with you, if I give to Lady Marguerite and she run around here buying Lexuses and stuff, I'm going to stop giving to her. She knows she didn't need that car, did she, Elisa? No, but what I'm trying to tell folks is simply this. And we're going to deal with our problems of why we are not making it through drought season today. Those didn't get in last week, I'm not going back because I got somebody in here who won't allow me to go back and do reviews no more. She said they should be here and they should get it, so you got to get the tape. I ain't going to tell her name, but, you know, last name Newman, and it ain't Nene. It ain't Monica. And it ain't Mama Ann, it ain't Rhonda. So there's only one more left, right? We ain't called a name, though, did we? Listen, this is very important, please. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to deal with sustaining. I don't know how much I get to done today because I'm not going to be too long. I'm teaching. I'm not preaching for the next, till the end of the year. I'm just teaching because I have to get us prepared for next year because God already do something special. But he cannot continue on putting new wine in the old wineskin until he prepared the wineskin. He told me to prepare your wineskin for the financial blessing that you're about ready to receive next year. Those that are prepared to receive is going to receive it. That's coming straight from the throne room of God. So what you need to do is prepare yourself, take heed to what I'm trying to tell you, and manifest it. Let me tell you what I did last week, and she can be a witness to this. I went and I had some crab legs up inside the freezer, and I forgot that they was in there, and they was in this box wrapped up inside this black trash bag. And I went in the freezer one day, and every last one of them crab legs was freezer burned. Broke my heart, because I was tasting for some crab legs that day. But you know what really hurt me more? When I got to studying this, and God said, you are wasteful when you don't use what you got. Let me tell you, and she can co-sign, every meal this week I went into the icebox and freezing was pulling out stuff and cooking meals off of. You'd be amazed what I worked out this week. I even made homemade pizzas last night, and them things was walking the dog. Wasn't they, G? Wasn't they, buddy? Buddy said, I like this one, pop, pop. But what I'm learning is I can't go no further until I stop wasting that which God has already blessed me with. Do y'all understand? The problem is not God. You are in your drought season because he's trying to teach you something. That when he was making it rain in your life, you wasn't listening. So he's trying to get you to pay attention and say, hey, there's a problem here. So for the next couple of weeks or till when God say to stop, we're going to prepare ourselves for the rain that's about ready to come in our lives. If God gave you $1 million, you'd be broke in 3 years. So why should he give it to you? So you can be happy for 3 years? Number one principle, and y'all wouldn't give y'all tithes and offerings. We talked about that last week. And saving to yourself. But I can't go back there. Get the tape. Hey, I want to deal with drought season and what we have to do dealing with this man named Elijah, who God informed that it was coming. You can't stop it. I'm foretelling you it's coming. But don't worry about it, because I have sustained people and it sustains creation to take care of you. I want to deal with that today. You ready? Sustainability is a capacity to endure. It's the ability to endure. What's wrong with folks in drought season is that we don't understand that in drought season, God is not going to allow it to flood and rain for 5 days to bring you out of drought season. We do not understand that God's main function inside drought season, when he's working in your life, that you know that when he's sustaining you, if you see God sustaining you in drought season, that's his full capacity of what he planned on doing. We're missing and we're getting upset with God and we think God is not there because he's not making it rain. That's not his goal in drought season. He cannot go beyond what he has already formatted to do in your life. And if he say drought season is going to come, it's going to come. Stop asking him and begging him and doing rain dances and voodoo witchcraft and magic to try to make him change his mind. Watch him. And look for the sustaining power that he's presenting to you. That's when you need to find a penny on the side the floor outside your car, when you need a gas in the car and you had $2.99 and he gave you $3. That's when you need to jump up and shout and say, I got $3 now. Some of y'all kicking it. I don't want that. Why? Because he's looking at your reactions to his actions when he's sustained to know whether he can keep on sustaining you or he got to cut you off. Oh, this is good teaching here. Listen, to sustain, there's three elements that have to be performed by you in order for the sustaining to continue on to come. Do y'all hear me? You ready? First one is to seize, to take hold of, or to get your hand on what God is performing to you and through you. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? To seize, to receive it, to capture it, to take it. I said, Lord, why? He said, because too many people are too stubborn to receive when I send people to them that they can't stand. Elijah here. Watch this movement. I gotta deal with this on this level. Elijah here. In the second verse to the third verse, the word of the Lord came unto him saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. Watch what he said. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. That's okay. We can drink of the brook, right? This is the part that got me. You ready? And I have commanded the, how many of y'all will receive a blessing from a raven? Let's deal with the raven here. Raven was carnivore animals who ate anything, but it preferred to deal or eat from carcasses that was already dead. Funky, stinky, is not the preferred eating method of all of us. So what I'm learning is, why did God use a raven to feed any of these animals that he had? He could have brought a deer there every morning and dropped them down by the brook. But a whole deer for one man would have been wasteful. But watch what he said. I'll send a raven there in the morning, and you can drink water, and in the evening. Now, what I have learned, Mike Jones, is the same thing that happened to the children of Israel when he sent manna. That if he tried to stockpile up, it went bad. Because the raven already bringing them stuff that's dead. So the life span of this nourishment that he give me is only for what? Right now. That's the key in sustaining power of God. He will give you stuff for right now only. Don't worry about later on. That's his job. If you got just enough, our problem is we looking to stockpile up and get out of this instead of getting through this. So the sustaining power that he wants to do, he wants to teach you that he can sustain you, not you yourself. Oh, y'all better grab a hold of this. So if somebody came and you needed $100 to make it through the end of the week, and somebody came and gave you $10, you need to jump up and down because I got enough to make it today. I ain't worrying about tomorrow, what it may bring, because that's God's job in my drought season. But some of y'all are refusing the $10 because all we're doing is thinking about tomorrow. Hallelujah. But in drought season, you don't worry about tomorrow. You just worry about right now. And God said, I will supply all your needs. He never said that how much he will give you at a time. He said he'll give it to you when you really need it. Oh, y'all better grab a hold of this. Some of y'all do not have the capacity to hold it right now during drought season. He didn't have no refrigerator. He wasn't in a house where he can prepare it and dry freeze it and keep it. He was by a brook. Right now in drought season, you worry about right now. How many of y'all got food to eat when you get home? Raise your hand. Then you should be shouting right. I may not got $1 million in the bank. I may not even have enough to make it to the end of the year. I definitely don't have enough to buy the Christmas presents that they have. But I got enough to make it today. And that was enough for me today. When I wake up in the morning, it's a brand new morning. And the angels will be going and ascending up. And if I give God a praise when they carry it up, I'll worry about tomorrow. But for right now, I got enough to last me today. And that by itself is enough to rejoice. Look at your neighbor and say, don't worry about me. God got me. I don't need you to worry about me. Just if God told you to feed me, just come by and see me. Yay! We try to orchestrate drought season for God. And that's our biggest problem. We are kicking against what God has already ordained. Creation. He called for creation. Watch this. I love God. To feed him until it all dried. Look at somebody say, keep on taking. Until God said you done took it all. See, the reason why he let them stay there by the brook, because the second person that he has already ordained to sustain still have more than what they need. They wasn't quite prepared yet. So God said, I got you where I got you at. Because your next blessing and your next blesser is not prepared to bless you yet. Don't worry about it. I still got you even tomorrow or the next day or next week. If I wanted you to have a job, you'll have one tomorrow. But right now, I need you to sit back right by the brook and just pray and think about me. What did Elijah do every morning and every evening? He kept his relationship strong with God. Some of y'all complaining too much. Instead of just keep on thanking God, I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise him in the noonday. I'll praise him all day long. If I can go to work from 9 to 5, I can get up and praise him from 9 to 5. That's my job. And if I were to do my job, God will do his. Some of us are missing opportunities. Worrying about our circumstances and our situation. Some of y'all are missing opportunities because what God is doing, he give you a multiple, a question, and all you have to do is pick the right one. Either you're going to go to church or you're not. Either you're going to praise him or you're not. Stop looking for me to answer the question for you because I don't have to live with you. I gotta live with her, so I don't care what you do, because your sustaining power is all in what you do. You can stay in it and be happy in it, or you can leave it and die somewhere else. You killing your kids because you're too stubborn. You killing your family because you're too stubborn. You are throwing away your blessing. Because you're too stubborn. Stop being stubborn and receive what God has for you. A raven with an honor boy, which means that any and everything they would eat. Some people say they were scavengers because they had the ability to hunt food. Now, God tell you that we need to be more like ravens in drought season. You need to hunt for your blessing. Y'all seeing it? Y'all seeing it? Y'all seeing it? Y'all seeing it? In other words, I may not bring it right straight in your face, but you may have to go find it. So I may have to jump up and say, I don't have it, church. Do anybody have? I don't care what it looks like. I just need. I never forget mama, and my sisters can confer with this. She used to take the food out of the freezer, put it on the floor in the back room on a blanket, and call people on the phone. And by the end of that day, all that food was gone. Now the folks that came to get it needed it. They wasn't too proud for to get it. There's folks in this ministry that need food, and y'all too proud to go. You got to be like scavengers. Wherever there is a clue, I'm going to search it out. Lord, just show me a little bit. I'll find out what's going on. I'll devour my finances and see where the hole's at. I'll devour my attitude and see where the hole's at. I'll devour everything in my life to see where the hole's at. I need to know why you got me in this drought season and what you're trying to teach me. Contain. Once you seize it, you have to learn how to contain it. Have anybody ever dealt with water? Water will get out unless you what? Contain it. To contain means to keep under control. God is blessing some of y'all, and y'all not keeping it under. Sooner you get it. I got extra this week. Soon as it's gone, attitude, you nasty when you don't have it, and happy when you do. You got to keep that nastiness, fear, anger, all your attitudes that is unbecoming of you being a Christian. Got to keep it under. Number three, you have to learn how to measure or calculate
your dispensing of your goods.
The word measure means to use a device that has been presented to you and to measure out according to that device. And that's it. That's it.
So God would tell you how much to give, how much to do, what to purchase, what to buy. You have to follow and measure everything according to Him.
That's a relationship now, ain't it?
That's a relationship. Lord,
do I buy this towel? We don't have any. So let me see. Okay, I need the towel. I have this amount of money up in the bank. Doris messed up the other ones. So what I'm going to wash with, should I buy this towel? Is 10 for $50. Well, I don't know. Let me wait a minute because I haven't heard from you. Let me go online and see. Ooh, there are 10 towels on sale at Walmart for $5.99. Y'all missed that, didn't y'all?
You have to take your time in your dispensers in drought season. Check, double check, triple check. Look again, because what you have that you don't have any other time in drought season, look at neighbor, say, time. I can't afford to lose nothing else in drought season. My finances is tight. My attitude is tight. But what I got a lot of is time. So I'm learning that time is my success in drought season. When I take the time to measure, to check, to look, to praise, to love, to stay there, to stick through it, my time is the most valuable money I have in drought season. You know why? Because it's a season. Time. Don't change.
You have to be careful in your dispensing. Why? One faulty, wrong move can cause God to not come see you tomorrow, and you only have enough for today. Next week, we're going to finish this up. All three elements dealing with somebody who is more like us. Amen. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for your word, for your people that came through the water, the rain, the snow. We ask, Lord God, that you protect each and every last one of them. Allow them to get home safely. Disperse the angels before them to cover them. And Lord, they came for you today. They came, persevered through everything for you. I request from a blessing that you will give to the city, a blessing to each and every last one of their lives today for them coming forth. In Jesus' name, amen.